We've asked Brother Jerry Leslie to open our convention with prayer and ask the Lord's blessing on Brother Ron's service as a welcome address.
Our gracious Father in heaven, we come to Thee with grateful hearts for the very privilege of prayer, for the gift of Thy Son Jesus, for His sacrifice, for Your loving mercies and provision in this grand plan of the ages. We thank Thee for our returned Lord, Earth's new King, in living in the light of His presence and watching the old pass away and the new world ushering in. And so now we ask Thy blessing upon this convention, upon the various speakers and servants, that their words may be according to Your word, according to Your spirit. May the message received into our hearts be one of sanctifying truth, that we may draw closer to the image of Thy dear Son and to one another. So we would ask Thee to also bless the fellowship and the lessons. And now, dear Brother Ron, as he opens and welcomes this convention, we wait before Thee and wait for Your guiding hand and spirit in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. Over.
Thank you, Brother Jerry, and we'll turn the meeting over to you, Brother Ron.
Well, thank you, Brother Jerry and Brother Lou. We have the privilege of welcoming you to the Salem Convention, brethren, from your brethren in the Salem Ecclesia. Our little ecclesia has members not just in Salem, but outside of Oregon and even outside of the U.S. Nevertheless, we are all ambassadors of the same, not too far off country as you. Our citizenship is in heaven, and our leader is King Jesus. And thus, this convention is a gathering of those called of God for the purpose of comporting unto the Master's likeness in footprints of experience and in tender words from our Father to one another, words of value, of beauty, of life eternal. Yes, we welcome you into the linguistics of heaven's message spoken by prophets and holy men and holy brethren of old. We welcome you who know this language of hope that shall be unto all people. We shall hear of these precious things in the next few hours and days, things gathered up as precious by these few elders who've agreed to answer our request to be your messengers of gladness and help to your hearts, to your new creatures. They have culled precious points into the parchments of praise and will tell of it, of the blessings that seem to shower down upon them as they sought the Lord's will in words. They did not know exactly what each of us needed. They just listened and gathered. And now we'll share those blessings, the joys of the Lord, which only He knew would be for our necessity. This is the year of vision, of clear sight, or should be. It is, as they say in ophthalmology, upon the Snellen eye chart, 2020, the year of visual acuity, or as we'd like to analogize, the year of vision, of seeing the hand of God, of awakening to His wonders and listening to heaven. Back in 2019, we considered this thought that this would be the year of vision and wondered what the Lord might use to get the exam rolling. After all, like Israel of old, the whole world is hard-hearted when it comes to humbly approaching unto God in sincerity of heart and heavenward determination to any meaningful extent. And, wow, the Lord has spoken, hasn't He? It is the year of 2020. And what is the exam showing just now? about the eyes of the whole world. Yes, they need corrective lenses. There is a preponderance of myopia, that is, of nearsightedness, the inability to see afar off, and it is on the rise globally. One reason, it is suggested, may be from genetics. If your father and your mother are myopic, then perhaps you will be also inherited traits. Another big reason why the eyesight vista vision is failing has to do with spending an inordinate amount of time staring at the screen rather than doing outdoor activities. The science of this has to do with the neurotransmitter dopamine. And when one is exposed to the sun, dopamine does its job. It keeps the eye in alignment. Dopamine affects the eye to help regulate the length, the elongation of the eye itself. Too little dopamine, as with too much indoor activity in the dark, and not enough time in the light outdoors, will limit the far vision. We see the analogies. As consecrated parents, our understanding of the word of the Lord, of his truth, of things from heaven's realm, most certainly should have a powerful influence on our offspring and their chance of having that far-off vision of things that the world cannot. Likewise, without taking daily time to walk in the light of these precious things, the vision of the people would perish, succumbing to the effects of a darker environment. Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, what law? Law of love. Happy is he. And Jesus gave a great lesson on vision and its importance. He says in Matthew 6:22-23, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? So we gather here today, every day, but here today with our brethren online. When we do so, we're really gathering to him. We set ourselves up for a great stirring up of our hearts by taking time to behold the concepts of heaven and run in the narrow path of light that will also here be cast forth during this convention. It starts to be this blessing because we look for it to be so. We ready ourselves. We stand upon the walls and the towers awaiting. Habakkuk 2:1-2. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. We are awaiting more blessings, more of his guidance, more progress to the pastures green and wide, the voice of the good shepherd to follow. John 10:4, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. So we are honed to his voice through the words of the speakers at this convention. We are here because we already knew something of the vital importance of what these things have meant to our hearts, to our longevity in the way, and to our growing in his grace. John 6:63, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So very important, vital, that we listen for the words of the Lord in the voices of these brethren today and in the coming couple of days. We must listen in the light, be affected by these words, kept not only alive in spirit, but thrive through the constancy of application. John 12:49, I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. God is speaking to us by the testimony of his word, and that word opened up through many certain sounds that you will hear here. The messages are food to give us the strength to endure the hardness of this day and fend off the tributary in peace and good cheer beyond the darker worries of the world and their fears. John 16:33. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. Be of good comfort. Go in peace, because he's got this. No wonder it was said long ago, and even now seems precisely the same today. Luke 24:32. And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? We have a few discourses coming up that are meant to light up your heart and shine you before the whole world. For ye are the light of the world, Matthew 5:14. What then? We become living examples of the word of God. 2 Corinthians 3:2. Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Yes, that's right. This is the post-test of to see how well your heart received the instruction given by these guest elders. Do we see it? Do we see how his word comes to life when spoken by these truly consecrated hearts, received into our truly consecrated hearts? Do we see how we are becoming part of his solution to the trouble by applying credentials of his peace, embodied and embedded so deeply into our hearts? Well, you've come to the right place, brethren. Psalm 76:2. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. So welcome to the city of peace, even into our hearts, dear brethren. Once again, we welcome you with the theme text, Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, all human understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. May the grace of the Lord shine upon all your hearts in accordance with your looking to him in great faith.
Well, thank you, Brother Ron. And dear brethren, we do pray the Lord's blessing with you as you enjoy the spiritual food that the Heavenly Father has delighted to feed to you through his servants.